Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who understand the meaning of mixing the good with the bad, our state's farmers and ranchers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. When I talk about mixing the good and bad, for today's purpose, I want to talk about the recent announcement allowing E15 fuel to be sold year-round. It finally happened, and folks, it's a big win for South Dakota farmers. Year-round sales of E15 has the potential to boost the market for American grain by 2 billion bushel. Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy, comments, and I'm quoting, "We estimate that this one change will generate over a billion new gallons of ethanol demand in the next 5 years. That's huge, and we thank the folks who worked so hard to make it happen. In fact, right where we live, Casey's General Store will expand its E15 offering to more than 60 new locations. I would add that currently E15 is sold at 1,800 stations in 31 states, although that number will keep changing." Now, here comes the other side of the story. South Dakota Corn cautions that the ongoing mismanagement of the renewable fuel standards through small refinery exemptions could essentially to erase any benefit of year-round E15. For example, last year, highly profitable oil refineries received 2.6 billion gallons worth of exemptions, allowing them to avoid blending biofuels with gasoline. In fact, under the Trump administration, the EPA has not denied a single, not one single exemption request. Lisa Richardson, executive director for the Corn Growers, commented that 2.6 billion gallons of exemptions represents about 900 million bushel of corn grind. Folks, that's what the entire state of South Dakota produces in a single year. If you recall, it was about a year ago that South Dakota Corn held a tractor rally in Sioux Falls asking for EPA Director Pruitt's job and that they stop granting these awful waivers. I remember the powerful message of then-candidate Dusty Johnson at that event. Sadly, they changed directors, but nothing changed regarding the waivers, so we're going to keep trying. All of you can help by contacting the EPA 202-272-0167. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, I hope you can keep on keeping on, and thanks a bunch for all that you do.